Mix 101.7 KAYL as we continue with the pregame Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame show as 8-player District 1 football is coming up. Area game of the week on Mix 101.7. Newell Fonda Mustangs playing down at Arweva. Ryan Thompson here, and before the 7 o'clock kickoff, joined now by Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin. 5-0 start, Brian, can't argue with that. Offense has been rolling, but hasn't all been roses, as you said before. Haven't come out ready to play a couple times. Defense has had issues at times with tackling, coverage, reading keys. All in all, though, how do you feel about how things are going, and how close are you to getting to where you want to be?
Well, you know, it's a football team. It's a process, Ryan, and it's a work in progress. And our football team has been getting better. We've been doing some things better. That maybe we didn't do very well early in the year. We're a work in progress. We're growing. We're getting better, and we just continue to come to work and try to get better every day as a football team.
Where have you been making the biggest strides, do you feel?
Well, I think obviously defensively, we're starting to do things a little better on that side of the football. Offensively, we appear to be, doing things right for the most part, at times. But then at times, we don't stay on blocks, we don't finish blocks, and those things, if we don't get cleaned up and get corrected, can come back to haunt you. And then our special teams has, gotten better over the last couple of weeks. Some is getting some people back, obviously. But like I said, we're a work in progress. We continue to want to see progress. We want to continue to see growth as a football team. And for some of our young guys, they're providing us some depth, which enables some of our starters, to catch a breather here and there. And that's been a big plus.
What about Jason Hess having taken over at quarterback this year? He's shown he can run, and when he's thrown, been effective at doing that. How's Jason been doing under center?
Well, I think, coming off his performance a year ago in the state championship game, we knew Jason could play quarterback for us and lead this football team. That wasn't a question. It was, how well he was going to perform each and every day. And he had a great off season. He worked hard in the off season, and he's still got some things that we need to correct, like all of our football players do, our whole football team does, our whole football program does. But he continues to get better, and that's what we want him to do.
What about up front on both sides of the ball? You have one or two new faces in the trenches this year. How's that been going?
Well, like I said, it's a work in progress, and you got to develop some of that continuity, up front, and the communication aspect, and people understanding and have a feel for what the other's going to do, and how they're going to do it, and that's been coming along, slowly but surely, and like I said, our goal is to play hard, to play physical, and play together, and get better every week, and we're coming, Ryan.
Mustangs off to a 5-0 start, have a challenge tonight down in Westside, and Brian, let's take a timeout, and we'll focus on tonight's matchup next. More with Coach Wilkin coming up in the Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame right here on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com. Newell Fonda 8-player football is coming up in our Area Game of the Week broadcast as we continue to visit with the Mustangs head coach, that being Brian Wilkin. Brian, let's talk Arweva now. Their quarterback, Jake Danner, he's a good one, as you found out in last year's game.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete, a very good athlete, can can run the football if he wants to, but you know, he's extremely dangerous when he throws the football, because you know he throws with such great accuracy and he's got a strong arm and gets rid of the football quick, you know, where it's tough to get pressure on him, and you know, an awfully good young quarterback, that's for sure, Ryan.
What about this kid, Derek Shirky? I'm not sure if he's more dangerous as a runner or receiver. Maybe you'd side with the latter, seeing as he had 18 catches against you last year.
Yeah, you know, he, you know, when he's at tailback, he's a threat to score from anywhere on the field. You know, when he's at a receiver, he's a threat to score or to catch it and score from anywhere on the field. You know, when he's back returning kick, he's a threat to score every time he touches it. You know, he's once again a tremendous athlete, you know, very versatile in the fact that he can run it and he can catch it. And when he catches it, he can run after the catch and plays very well in space, and he's tough to bring down in space because of his quickness, his speed, and his elusiveness. And, you know, like I said, their ability to run the football and to throw the football and make you defend the whole field, you know, is a tough challenge, you know, for our defense, obviously.
So bottom line, what are the keys going to be tonight for a Mustangs win?
Well, you know, a year ago, you know, you know, we didn't cover exceptionally well, and more importantly, we didn't tackle exceptionally well, you know, those two things defensively for us, our ability to cover better and play the football, and more importantly, to tackle better than we did a year ago is going to be awfully critical. You know, our ability to run the football. And keep the football away from them. If we're able to run the football and keep the football away from them, Jake Danner and Derek Shirky don't have the football and don't have the opportunities to have the football in their hands. And, you know, three turnovers is always a major factor in games like this, as well as special teams are.
Some words from Newell Fonda Mustangs head coach Brian Wilkin. Brian, thanks so much for the comments, and all the best tonight against Arweva.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and we will take another timeout as we approach kickoff from Westside. It's Newell Fonda at Arweva, and it's the area game of the week on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com. This is the Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame.